Welcome back to the Real Relationship Report. My name is Shan. My co-host is Jay. Usually we record on Stereo app, but we are recording on little Zoom with two new guests to talk about their experiences with breakups and relationships. Some breakups are mellow. Some breakups are exactly what you gave in the relationship. Some breakups are deserved. Some breakups are refreshing. Either way, the whole point that I want you to understand is breakups do not have to be nasty, rude, toxic, involve police, involve damaging things. Breakups could just be a revelation to the both of you that y'all are not good for each other. Y'all not good together. Y'all are probably great people separately. The real relationship rapport, where we focus on the solutions that come with relationships and not just the negativity that people like to blab about, argue about, talk about. Oh, it's a woman's problem or it's a man's problem. It's all of our problems. If we even want to deal with each other on any level. Thank you so much for checking out this pod. Don't forget to subscribe. Check me out on shanbypodden.com. And there is merch on Bonfire. The link is in the show notes. Let's just get into this.
What was your week?
Week was the week. You know what I mean?
Listen.
Are you making it through? Yeah. It's been a tough couple of weeks for me, even with my birthday stuff.
How did that go?
I mean, it went good after all that drama ended. Yeah. I'm going to tell my breakup story on live on air because of the fuck shit that came with it. I know I was on here bragging good, talking about how good life was.
Man.
These people be on some fuck shit, man.
Hello.
Hey.
Sorry, yeah, I don't really have Zoom. Usually have Zoom when I talk to my therapist.
Okay.
You talking to your therapist tonight?
Listen. Oh, God. Emotional damage.
Welcome. Welcome. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm at the gym.
That gym dark as hell.
Right.
Yeah, because where I stretch is where there's no people. Because for some reason, this gym has the mats right where all the men are. Yeah. I don't know why.
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, don't choose at home.
It's a setup. Yeah,
right?
I went to the gym.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, Fazal should be on in a second. I just text him.
Yeah.
And then we can get pop in.
I was rushing to drop Ari off and go pick up food and then come back.
That's what I still got to do. I mean, since we be finishing so early, I just ordered, like, it's Friday, so I ordered around 9.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want another salad?
And not one of your salads, no.
No, those are on the salad. What's the salad for?
Yeah, we ordered lunch. She's supposed to be my lunch partner now that my other lunch partner was terminated.
Yeah.
And she's the replacement.
Yeah.
And she's starting off terribly. So she's
yeah, lunch partner.
Yo, get close. Don't come on here like that.
With the shirt off.
Don't come on here with that bullshit. Kick him off. Kick him off. We're not even doing all kick him off. Don't come on with
this
that bullshit.
This is not that type of Zoom.
Yeah. No. This is an asshole. That's all.
Man.
So who's on here?
Who's on here? Shan, Christina, Jay.
Uh-huh.
You.
Oh, man, you are not going to do this interview shirtless. We're not. This is not that. This is a professional.
I just got out of the shower. Give me a second. Let me get a tank top.
Jesus Christ.
Tank top.
Respect the show.
Let me get a tank top.
Fucking titties out. I'll be doing that.
Oh,
I'm sipping this tequila, so I'm gonna say what I want to say.
Oh. You're the tequila type of person? This is why we get a plan by lunch together. I like what you do.
Alexander! What you doing? Jay, you might have a special guest for a second, okay?
Just make sure all y'all got clothes on, my man.
Right.
I thought this was good. This was going to be a pose down or something.
No. Not at all.
No?
No. You know what the subject matter was.
Oh, dude, I got fresh content.
I'm sure you do. That's why I brought you up. You're a professional at how these breakups work. Yeah. Or should be working.
All right. Yeah, Alexander. Come say hi to Jay.
Hi.
Hey.
All right.
Ooh. So I guess are we ready to get started?
Ready?
I'm ready.
Not everybody's dressed.
You're right.
Dressed.
Welcome back to the Real Relationship Report. My name is Shan. That is Jay. And we have two special guests. Okay. We have Christina. Okay. And we have a repeated guest, okay? We've spoken, okay? He's been on the episode.
Uh-huh.
How you doing? How y'all doing?
Good, good. How about yourself?
Dandy.
I'm a friend. Right on the gym.
What are we talking about today on episode 15?
So we're talking about the proper way.
Bye.
The proper way.
Mm-hmm.
To break up and have etiquette when it comes to ending a relationship.
Okay.
So we know a lot of y'all struggle with this out there, but we have professionals on here tonight who are going to talk about either the right or wrong way, and we'll be corrected if they're saying the wrong shit about how these breakups are supposed to go. So now, a couple of us on here just recently went through breakups, so we all have experiences on how it worked out, and we're going to kind of gauge everybody's situation and see if they went about it the right or the wrong way, and, you know, kind of give advice on how to fix these things. For God forbid, if it has to happen again, which it probably will because of how terrible people are nowadays. So,
okay.
You know, we can decide, ask either the guest, Shan, either you or I can go first. You know, you guys pick what you would like to do.
So mine was most recent. First of all, it's long distance. Okay, so put that there. And you can tell, like, if you start off and the communication's good, the energy's good, that want to talk to a person. And then after like 4 or 5 months, you start really seeing what somebody has worked on, what they haven't worked on, what needs to be worked on, right? And it reveals some things. And I think it's really important for people to be in a relationship, get out of a relationship, have their time. And your time should be like months. Sometimes, depending on how that last relationship was, maybe a year.
A year or so.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just so you can do what you need to do for yourself and it doesn't come off as you're being selfish, right? Because I feel like people deserve that. You deserve to do whatever you need to do for you. This person that I was talking to, or is talking to, you know, depending on the day, it feels like, are we even talking or are we not talking? They didn't take a break after a divorce, right?
Oh, that's a red flag right there.
And everybody told me that it was like, no, he need his time. And I said, are you sure? You know, do you need time? It's cool. Well, you know, they're still doing what they need to do as far as finding their balance still. And it was coming out in little things throughout the relationship. And I'm just like, I don't think you're ready. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I'm very much on social media, not to sell anything, not to provide any services to people, but I podcast, so I'm on social media a lot. A lot of people follow me and they talk to me. some are women, some are men, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't deal with what you need to deal with from that prior relationship, you think somebody's doing something that they're not doing, or somebody might be on the same thing. And it was like, just like a lot of that. And in my mind, I'm just like, okay, let me be prepared to deal with some of that if that pops up. But then it just got continuous. And then when you find yourself trying to defend what you're not doing and show proof of something that you're not doing, it started becomes impossible, because how can you prove something you're not doing? I don't have proof of it. So I was like, well, maybe you need a break. And it just kept creating like small arguments. And we had an argument enough for me to be like, well, maybe we don't need to talk. And my go-to when I break up with people and it's fresh is to take them off of everything. Take you off of socials, make you not have any access to me phone-wise, and no email-wise, no nothing. And it just got to a point where he was trying to find ways to talk to me outside of my access. And eventually we spoke, but it was like, okay, it's not the same like closeness after that argument. And so it was chill. And then of course something else pops up, but it's all going into the area of you're not ready. And even today, we're at a point where he wants like his space. Like if he doesn't want to call me, he doesn't want to feel like he's obligated to call me or he must call me. And that's cool with me. I just want to be on alert of what you need so I know what not to expect. So now it's kind of like, if people be like, are you talking? We talk, we have conversation, but are we like making plans to do stuff? No. Do I like have a plan to go see him next week? No. Does he have a plan to come see me next week? No. Is there like a goal for us? No. So it's kind of like, what am I in? You know what I'm saying? It's not like a crazy, nasty breakup. There's nothing nasty about it. But I'm not in a rush to go talk to somebody new or go date somebody new or, you know, pound something out real quick just to get that energy off. I just go to the gym. I mind my business. I mom. I podcast. And I keep it really simple. I don't put no titles on anything. If you call me, you call me. I don't expect shit. But there, I would rather a slow separation with no chaos than like a chaotic breakup. And some people deal with chaotic breakups. This was not one of those.
I that's definitely the way to go about it. Is it non-chaotic? Right. I do feel like sometimes you may need to pound something right after, just to kind of, you know, flow into the next situation. Oh. Because when you're getting it on the reg, you know what I mean? Because usually when you're with somebody, you get it when you need to. Mm-hmm. Things change when you go back to that single life and you're not a whore. You know what I mean? Or you're just older, like, we're all of an age dynamic where it's not like, all right, I'm in the club right away as soon as I'm single and I'm trying to get fucked tonight. You know what I mean? So we still have to take time to find what we need, except maybe one of us that came on the fucking podcast naked. Mm-hmm. But anyway, like for the most part, like we need to chill out and be like, all right, let me try and find somebody that can, you know, I can get my rocks off with just to clear your mind. Mm-hmm. And so you can move into that next spot comfortably and not have to worry about it. But I'm not going to tell my story yet. We're going to, Faza, we're going to let Christina go because I know she's at the gym. And I don't know how long she's got, so we're going to let her tell her story. Yeah,
mine was like the opposite of that. Mine was met. I'm talking about a mess. I'm talking about I had a dream that told me that he was doing. It was, we know it started, right? This one that I've been with, the reason why I came to New Jersey. So, you know, I met this person in New York. And all those times I would come to New Jersey,
You are now listening to another Shambi Potten podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotten.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potten spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potten, hashtag Shambi Potten, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipotten.com. Now back to the show.
I was like, I like you, huh? My mistake probably was, I guess you get to know a person when you move in with that. Yeah, because at the beginning, I don't want them to show you flowers. They want to come off, basically give you what you want to see.
Yep.
So at the beginning, they need to be like that, it's time. In 2 years, they have to be in a traditional way. I'm a single mother of $1 million. So it was like a really hard decision from New York, from the brand, to make in New Jersey.
Was it that hard of a decision?
It was hard. But to me, I thought New Jersey was like very nice and easy for like my daughter.
Oh, okay. Because leaving the Bronx shouldn't be a hard decision.
Well, it wasn't really hard. But I liked it for my daughter. They liked it too. Okay. It was in the school. Really.
I'm making sure we understand that leaving the Bronx should not be hard. Ever.
I don't know. They got some nice Dominicans out there.
Well, I don't give a damn how many they got. The Bronx is not nice.
No, it's over time. Much knowledge. Mm-hmm. I like that. I grew up with it, but not it. I mean, it's not over to more faith and everything. So back to the paper corner. But everything started with best friend, which was a female, which is fine to me. But I guess the first red flag was at the beginning, this friend was someone that he used to fuck with.
No! You can't do
that's a red flag.
Here's another reason why I was like, okay, not a problem, because she's in Ecuador. So I thought, okay, the best friend, he told me the reason that he stopped traveling to Ecuador was because of me, and so fine, okay. When I met him, he didn't have Instagram, just Facebook, right? I took his phone one day because I couldn't find my phone because it got lost in the park. I don't know why. I'm not one to look at the phone. I gave the guy the privacy, same thing with me. But that person who was his friend, who he said he's not talking to, the notification came up. But then I was like, all right, disregard it. I asked him about it. He did say, oh yeah, she was just asking me because she wants me to send some clothes, blah, blah, blah. I said, the world that we're living in, you could buy it online. I asked him to block her. He did right away. A couple months passed. His brother told me, oh, you saw that video that your brother posted on Instagram? Okay, what?
What Instagram?
What Instagram? But I didn't say that. I said, okay. Let me just play along. I was like, let me see. I probably didn't see it because my phone is there. He showed me his Instagram. His Instagram. I even said, let me see his followers. There she was. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm not like this. You know when you bring it up to a guy, you tell them, what is this? And they're like, no, they're sort of gaslighting things, making it seem like you're the one. You don't trust me. You shouldn't be with me. You should end things right now. I said, okay, wait, what do you mean? I'm like, okay, I don't question it. That's it. And he said, no, I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to block her again. He blocked her again.
Oh, my God.
I listened. I believe. And I thought they weren't talking. What I'm thinking is Instagram came off so weak. He was following a lot of OnlyFans fans, like the majority of OnlyFans. When it comes to men watching porn and female, it doesn't really bother me. As long as you're like open and honest about it, because I want it. And he would tell me, no, he's not watching me, blah, 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 fine. One day, I come because I was like, all right, I'm going to go to the store right now to get coffee. He's like 3 blocks away. I left the house, I came back. And he, then he was jacking off. I was like, what are you watching? The phone right away, playing a video of us. I'm like, that's so true. Because if it was a video.
Why didn't you just show me?
Yeah, because why wouldn't you just show me? Exactly. Next thing I was like, you know what? Do whatever you're doing, I'll be back. Next thing, the next day comes, and I woke up so pissed off because I had this dream. My dream was only fantastic. I literally went. Exclamation point L, Lady 57, all of that. And then took his phone, or my phone, and I put his information in so that it worked. I was like, what the fuck? I went in there to see everything when he was requesting. He was requesting free photos, names and stuff. I was like, nervous. One is free. I don't care. You can do about things like that from the beginning. And not only that, when I was going through his phone, OnlyFans, she had Telegram.
Wow.
Who was talking to her for that?
Telegram, or was that? Or that?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
I waited for him to go to work. I didn't say anything. All I know is that he came, started banging, started getting into my apartment, banging on his capability outside.
We're sitting there for. For reference, what nationality are you?
Ecuador. He was also Ecuadorian and the first Ecuadorian. Oh. And I told myself, I've never in my whole world am I going to date someone from my country. And I did. Look what happened.
Wow. Your company, you're not company, your country's pretty popular now with Donald Trump.
Why?
You're sending everybody from this country over there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about that.
Ecuadorian, you should, because that's where they're all going. You go home, it might be a little bit, a lot less space when you go there. Time to hang out with family.
I'm the type that if I have my travel, I'm not going to go to the same country. I want to get to my other countries.
That makes sense. All right. So we see the red flags you missed out on. I mean, obviously. The whole thing with people nowadays is like, I would have started from the jump. My best friends are female. My best friends are male. I don't even date people that do that. And that's the case because, and here's a way, easy way out. You could be like, well, if your best friend is, you know, the opposite sex of what they are, you could be like, well, then why don't you marry them? Because you're supposed to marry your best friend, right? I'm not competing for best friend spot with somebody that got, I don't know how many years ahead of me. And then on top of that, like you said, we used to fuck around. No.
Yeah, that's what would have told me.
Just remove yourself from the situation. Don't even.
It's because I was, you know what? He's in Ecuador. They can't do that anymore.
It doesn't. It's still just, it's messy work. You know what I mean? The fact that he came to you and told you, like, yeah, it's my best friend. And we used to fuck. You should have been like, well, that's cool. I'm not going to be fucking with you. I'm going to find somebody else. Because, like, he's setting you up for failure. Setting you up for failure. Which he did. See how he got you. You know what I mean? And then tried it again. No. I'm just playing this time. This time, I'm really going to block her. But, yo, first of all, don't let people fuck with your intelligence. That's one thing that pisses me off. If somebody fucks with my intelligence, thinks like, oh, you're too dumb to know what I'm doing. I'm just going to tell you something. You're just going to believe it because you're dumb. And I'm like, no, then I'm going to let you know about yourself. You know what I mean? What did you say, brother?
I said, I usually believe it.
Well, listen, man. To each his own, but you probably should. You know?
Yeah, I think, like, now you really can't tell because even if a woman has a best friend, is she bi?
Yeah. You can't tell nowadays anymore.
It's on all sides.
I'm not as mad as if she's bi, but if you're cheating on me, it's a different situation. You know, don't cheat on me. Like, let me join in the fun. Don't cheat on me. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know what I mean? But like, if we know the red flags in the beginning, and the breakup part, as far as the etiquette goes, like with your situation, Christina, like that, you just kind of gotta, you know, wipe your hand clean of it and all that. You don't. There's no explanation needed. We don't have to figure things out. It's just you're cheating on me. You're gonna keep cheating, and I'm not gonna be disrespected no more. I'm done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Shan's situation is a little bit different. Seems like, you know, one of or both of them are scared to let go, so they're just gonna keep doing that song and dance thing. You know, and who knows how long that's gonna take?
Like, no, because at that time also is when I was losing weight. Because when I was with him, which I can't say it's understandable, but still. I was 200 pounds. But the moment I started going down to 140 and everything, let me fit, that's when I was like, literally, I remember that when I took all his clothes out and I was already losing weight. He was like, baby, come on, let's fix this. I said, fuck you, no, ew.
Yeah,
no. You know when you look at somebody with this stuff, like,
yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't get the new me. Fuck out of here. Yeah,
exactly. And because of him, like, when I got into it after like 5 years and everything, I met someone else, and dude, this guy even told my mother, like, your daughter has. Does she have a heart? Is she okay? And I'm like, why? Because you don't call me baby. You don't call me love.
Like, that's what I've been dealing with. He was like, you don't ever say that.
Yeah. And I'm like, you. Every time I got my girlfriend, I was like, yo, is it me or men now? Like, I don't know. Like, what are you talking about? I don't call you baby. I'm like, this to you.
I just feel like I wouldn't talk to you if I wasn't attracted to you. I don't feel like I have to call you handsome, but I'm not going to knock a man who wants to hear that from who they're with. But in reality, I had to think. I said, Shan, have you ever called any boyfriend that you had handsome or good looking? I'll compliment you if you look good, or I like that haircut, or let me suck your dick. You know what I'm saying? That's my version of saying something nice. But I'm not going to be like, sweetie, baby, that's never been my thing.
So that probably needs, men need to say that kind of nowadays. At the beginning, that's what they're into. So I don't know a lot of men that make a big deal about that, well, as long as you're not calling them out their name or disrespecting them. But like, if a man's like, oh, I like being called babe or baby or whatever, they probably should say it up front, because I know most women are going to think, who the fuck gives a damn about that? You know what I mean? That's from the male perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I could get where a woman's like, why is that a concern of you? Like, we're dating, you're fucking me. Yeah. Like, clearly I'm into you. But I do get, I notice the new generation of men who are more emotionally aware are going to say things like that. And what you women can't do is shame them.
I don't think anything's wrong with it.
Are you soft? Are you gay? Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna let him tell me, like, I like to hear that from who I'm with. But I also have to be real with myself. Shan, are you actually going to say it and mean it and say it when it matters?
Yeah, because it has to sound natural.
Yes, and I'm just like, you. And I also feel like when you're not seeing a person every day, that's kind of hard, because.
And that's also a commitment. Just focus on nobody. Hey. Like, it's one thing when you're fucking somebody, you're like, yeah, that's different. Just fuck with somebody. But calling them babe or baby?
If you're fucking them,
you should probably be doing it pretty often.
Yeah. It's just work. Right. It's like when you ask somebody, they're like, when you're fucking somebody, are you telling them I love you?
Sometimes.
But when you're fucking somebody, you're not good at it.
Depending on how deep he getting and how good he getting it, you will say, listen, I've had some women say some crazy shit to me in the middle of sex, where I'll be like, it's not time for that. But I can't help because I'm blessed. So, you know, if you're good down there and you can do certain things, women are going to say crazy shit to you. Do I believe it? No, because I know it's in the moment. And then afterwards, if I start acting up again or I do something that upsets them, I'm an asshole. I'm this, that, and third. But I've been in plenty of situations where sexually a woman will tell you, I love you, or blah, blah, blah. And they'll try mumbling under their breath, but I hear it. I hear that shit all the time. It's Especially depending on which way you're doing. You know what I mean? Y'all do it. Y'all don't even got to hide it. Y'all know y'all do that. Y'all do it. Yeah. Like, I play along with it. Because I'm not going to make it awkward. Be like, you sure? As we're in the middle of my text.
I hate the conversation during sex. Like, shut up.
Oh my God.
Like,
yeah.
You sure you're in love with me? Like, we just started fucking. Like, I know I'm giving it to you good, but like, damn. So,
see, if you have know. Like hemmed up and I can't breathe, please don't ask me nothing.
All right. Let's get to the professional who breaks up with people every fucking 15 minutes. Who's definitely
got
numerous instances of breakups and how to break up. See what your go-to is, and you know what your favorite movie. Let's hear about. Give us one or two stories of your most recent transactions, and how it works for you, and what you think the best way for a male to break up with a female is.
So I'm a firm believer that you give a female the type of breakup similar to what she's given you during the relationship.
Mm.
So if she's been a piece of shit during the relationship, that's exactly what you treat her like.
Mm-hmm.
If she's, you know, if she's been a good girl, then, you know, for whatever the reason is for breakup, you do it light. Jay, you got the screenshots today.
Oh no, what happened today?
So I think the last time I was on here, I was dating Raquel.
Okay.
When was last time?
What was that? 3 months ago? 4 months ago?
Yeah, I believe. So. Yeah, that was the beginning of summer.
It was. I think it was. I broke up with Raquel in May, I believe.
What happened?
Raquel. She was a hoe. She was a pathological liar. Was her problem?
Did you know it at the beginning or?
No. But at the same time, I was a law student.
Okay.
So if I want to find something, I'm going to find it. And okay. If I want to work my way around probing somebody, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
They'll tell me without realizing they're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it out of her, and she was let down very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a letdown. It's more like a sledgehammer toss.
Now, before you break this down, how do you gauge if they're getting a sledgehammer or they're going to get a nice, easy breakdown like old girl from the karaoke spot we used to go to that you fucked up also?
Oh, Letty was good, bro.
She got a very easy let go.
Letty
good. The last time I was there, my drinks were fairly decent.
And I told you. You didn't have to worry about getting roofied. No, so it'll, like, for me, the things that are important to me would be like, you know, if one, be transparent with me. If you're not transparent with me, that's like a big fucking problem. I'm like, once trust is hindered, I think everything in the relationship's hindered. Aside from that, like loyalty, you know, all that shit's a given. Basically anything in the relationship that's a given, if it's questionable, then you're going to get let down with a sledgehammer.
Hmm.
If all the things that are, you know, a given in a relationship are, you know, for a fact, these were fulfilled, you can probably let them down easy. You know, it was a misunderstanding, or maybe, you know, your lives just don't align, which in my case, that's what, Jay's, bartender was like.
Hmm.
So, you know, like the Raquel, I let her down hard. She just lied. She lied a lot. She was a little hoey. So I gave it to her bad. And the thing is, I'll find exactly what nerves to strike during the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if need be at the very end, I'm going to poke you with them. I'm going to throw, that's where you're getting hit.
I don't know if that sounds like a little bit of narcissism I'm hearing in there.
No, that's not narcissism.
Was it because he was a hoe from the start?
No, see, I didn't. So here's the thing. So the thing with Raquel and me and Jay actually had this conversation. When I met her, she was single mother, two kids, blah, 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 blah. She had claimed that she had not, she had been single and not dated anybody for 3 years. Yeah. Like horseshit.
Yeah, Raquel's situation is well deserved. I will say that. I don't think you're going to get into the weeds of what both of us know. But her shit, you got a sledgehammer, somebody does that to you. You kind of got it.
And she got it bad. So, but then Letty's situation, she, you know, the whole thing with her is I have a kid. She doesn't have, she didn't have kids. Mm-hmm. She didn't understand, you know, the parental lifestyle. So I let her down easy. Didn't talk to her again.
Mm-hmm. So we still get decent drinks at the club. Still.
Exactly.
They're all right. They're not the best.
After Letty, Ava.
Okay.
So the Ava was next. She was dumb as a fucking rock. Like, she very hot, dumb as a rock. And her, so that was kind of, it was more so the shit that she said. Jay, this is the Point Pleasant trip.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, should that be on air?
That's fine. That's not okay. Bad.
So we were driving down the shore, and, you know, good time. You know, she seemed like she was finally opening up. It's something made this chick tell me, I didn't ask anything, didn't probe nothing. She decided to tell me that when she had gotten out of her previous relationship with her baby daddy, she decided to open up an OnlyFans.
Whoa. And not say nothing?
Well, what do you mean? Oh, no, she didn't say anything. This was, we were already dating and everything when she told me this. So,
you have to tell people up front, like kids.
But what preceded was even worse. So what preceded after that, because I at that point, I just kind of like gave her the stink eye. And she proceeded to tell me, yeah, that year, she decided to sleep with 50 guys.
Whoa.
And so that's why her nickname is 50 Cent. And so she got it pretty bad too. She got it pretty bad. And then the chick I'm kind of back and forth with now, a Costa Rican chick. Actually, so these are the screenshots that I had sent to Jay. So this chick, she's kind of skimming. She's a good girl. She's skimming all along the lines of where she's lying about stupid shit, things that I don't even care about. But the whole point of it is, why are you lying?
Yeah.
And so that, like, we got into an argument about it. I ended up, she pissed me off enough to the point where I ended up banging somebody. Last night.
And for what I was told, she does understand his rule system of how quick he will bang a girl after breaking up with or separating.
You ever heard?
She knows there's a certain time limit, and he gave it to her. And, you know, she didn't apologize quick enough.
My time limit. You ever see the show The First 48?
Yes.
Every black person is.
So and after the 48 hours, the chances of fixing that is zero to nothing. That's my relationship stance. If you fuck up, you got 48 hours to fix it before it's done. In her case, listen, I couldn't. That was a nice piece of ass last night. I couldn't let it go. So I ended up getting it, and then this morning I was talking to this chick. And in the midst of talking, again, she started with her bullshit. And I said it. I was like, yo, I banged somebody last night.
Now, were you saying that to make sure things are done?
It was a jab. Okay. It was a jab. So she's like, I want to see you in person.
Why?
So I'm like, okay. So this is the Persian in me. I was like, you know what? You want to do this face-to-face? Fine. Let's do it. I went to her job. She hopped in my car. Now, I don't know whether I'm going to get slapped, shanked, or what's going to happen.
Right.
So, you know, whatever. So we have this conversation. She goes from crying to yelling. Mm-hmm. I cracked a few jokes. She's kind of smirked. She kind of smirked. And then I ended up banging her in the backseat.
I don't really appreciate the fact that you have an SUV for what I only feel is to do that.
You got faith.
I bet you if you bought a sedan, you stopped doing all this fucking in your car. I feel like you bought an SUV, so you can be like, hey, I'll have to get a room. I have to bring it to my place. Let's just fucking.
What are you talking about? I already told you about the room. The room is there's a reason those rooms exist.
No, the room is funny. But the back of the SUV, like, you're actually too old to be fucking in a car. You're past the age of fucking in a car. Everybody on this pod is past the age of fucking in the car.
I'm not.
Not fucking nobody in the car. I don't care.
I'm in my 60s, and I'm out traveling with who I'm with. Sir, pull over.
We now stand up.
We're going to sunrise together.
Lay down together, but I'm not fucking you in the back.
As long as my knees still work with a go.
Hey, what are we talking about?
So she
don't give a damn how much gym time you put in. I'm not fucking you in the back of a car.
It's even if you catch a crunch.
Yeah. Oh, my hammy. Oh.
So for me, it was more the achievement. I was like, you know what? She knows. And the chick I banged is also another mom in town.
Just to add fuel to the fire.
Yeah, so both of them have kids in my son's class.
What?
Son's class?
That is problematic.
Wow.
Is it?
Shit happens.
Because they both, I'm sure they both know about each other and know what's going on at this point.
Well, they also know the blonde chick, Stephanie. They know my babe mama.
Well, you don't gotta join no PTA. You already been to the PTA.
They don't listen. These women, some of them do not care. If they like what they see or he's Persian from another country, they will tolerate bullshit. And that's what's happening right here. Bullshit being tolerated. And dare I say, a bit of narcissism. I want to say that, but, you know, Shan doesn't fully agree, but I know this nigga. And I would like to say there's some narcissism with this.
Well, listen, if there was narcissism, I still miss Jasmine.
Yeah, that's fine. You can say that. But we all heard the Jasmine story on your first episode. Most people who are coming back for this episode are going to be like, it sounded like you hated Jasmine.
Yeah.
For the investigation that you did into a third world country. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Jasmine, good times.
I don't know. And she definitely wasn't at the strip club last time I was there. So, you know, you might have worked too well. Now she might be locked up in her foreign country because of your ass.
Listen, that's okay.
Okay. So what are the do's and don'ts in the breakup?
I think it's subjective. I think in certain situations, like the Raquel situation, gloves are off.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't believe in getting physical. Women tend to get physical a lot quicker than men do.
Because they feel like you're not supposed to, but I don't agree with that.
But they should get their shit rocked when that happens. Women, like, that should not happen. A woman should not touch a man. Yeah. And vice versa.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, like, I'm not saying it's right for a man to do it, but it's definitely not right for a woman to do it either.
Right.
So nothing physical, and keep the fucking cops out of it. Stop lying. You know, false accusations, cops, whatever. Just bullshit.
Okay.
Those are the don'ts. The do's, make sure it hurts.
Make sure it hurts.
But what if you had a good time with that person and you want to end it because you're in a mutual agreement?
Well, that's like the bartender. I didn't have an issue with her. All I said was, listen, I got a kid. You don't have a kid. It is what it is. But don't waste my time. I did say, don't waste my time. Because for me to make time to hang out with you, I got to move my schedule around with my kid. So you're not being mindful of my time.
See, I don't start anything with people who don't have kids or a kid.
Well, sometimes you just want to, you know, stick it inside something that a baby hasn't came out of.
Oh, I don't never want to stick it inside anything if it has.
Well, Jay knows exactly what I'm talking about.
What are you doing? I'm going to break up, Christina.
Booze and dogs?
Yeah.
Dogs? I feel like don't act like a victim. Most people, when they break up, you know, they're like pointing fingers instead of acting up, like owning up to, all right, I fucked up.
No accountability.
Mm-hmm. And this goes for me, females and males, because mm-hmm. there have been times even where I have let go of people with no explanation. And then it's just like, I just don't like you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be with you. There's no connection, there's nothing. And then they get very, they think very present. And you want to stop pointing fingers. Oh, but you, I never told you to buy me this and that from my birthday. I ended up with you a long time. Mm-hmm. I never told you to come from Connecticut to the Bronx and try to do this for me. Thinking I'm going to say yes. I told you from the beginning, no, and fear.
Not only not saying babe or sweetie, but be so cold. These poor guys are definitely the victim.
No. No, I'm talking about people like, just like you. Like, you're fucking around. I tell my female friends, when it comes to guys fucking around, you guys get beers, trophy, applause. A female fucks around, and I tell my females that we're gonna fuck around, shh, lock it up. You don't gotta be telling me to
do. You're turning the miles back, though. That's like selling a Corolla and turning the miles back.
No. You can respectfully have fun. I'm not saying I'm a bathroom where it's open doors for the public because I have fun. I don't know nobody.
Bathroom or porta potty?
Both. I don't know. I'm the sweet where you need like a key to get in that.
Okay.
So things like that is like I said, I've had female friends for, you know, but then he's going to pay the tab. And? Right. But he's going to pay the tab. I was like, oh, good shit, you pay the tab. Here's my part of the bill, bye. But they want to stay, and then the guys see them as that, and then they're like, I wonder why he's never texting me back. He said, girl, I don't cost a beer. I don't cost a whiskey shot. And then they, so it's like, you right now, you're the only fan girl. As soon as you heard that she's the only fan, where was her respect there? Did you see her, the face?
No, I just, she said 50, and I thought 50 cent. And I was like, I remember when they used to make the G unit sneakers.
So you see what I mean?
Yeah. Are you now, Christina? Are you a millennial or are you a Gen Zer?
I'm 30.
Okay, so you're a millennial. No,
I don't keep up with that shit.
You're not a millennial. You're the first year Gen Zer.
I don't know
what that is. Mm-hmm. Jay, what are your do's and don'ts in the breakup?
So my do's and don'ts. I'm gonna go with Christina. The don'ts. Don't act like a victim. Be honest. Tell people what you did wrong and what they did wrong. You know what I mean? Unless it's as simple as, oh, they cheated on me and I left. But if it's a mutual breakup, both of y'all had a fuck up part. I guarantee you in that situation. So be honest with your next partner so they know what they should be looking out for. Or you can be honest with them and be like, but I have worked on that and I'm no longer that same type of person. Letting them know that you're now emotionally stable instead of some crazy motherfucker. I just jumped from relationship to relationship. You know what I mean? Like, so the other thing is, what's that? The don'ts. The do's is, depending on what they did, make it hurt. I fully agree with that too. I did that in my last situation. So to summarize it very quickly, I had a 4-month joint. At the beginning, the representative made me think I was getting the peace I wanted. Yeah. You know, like, sex was great. You know, she was doing stuff, buying me stuff. I'm getting her stuff. We're hanging out. We're seeing each other a lot. Second and third. But then eventually, that representative slowly slid down. Yeah. And the real nigga came out.
And give him
when
a
that
word.
Real nigga came out, it was, I have no mental stability. I just say crazy things because I'm upset. And then, like, my friends who knew her were like, the reason we didn't tell you is because we didn't want to skew your perspective on who you were dating. We knew this about her.
Yeah.
And I was like, the only reason I wasn't mad was because I felt them on. We didn't want to, because if you tell me that, naturally, I'm going to be like, oh, I heard you were crazy already. Yeah. And now everything you're doing it was crazy. But it came out naturally because crazy people can't hide that crazy. Yeah. So where it ended was, you're going to see my growth in this Shan.
Yeah.
Is for her birthday, you know, she, the hours she worked long hours, and we all talk about how tired she was and how she needed massages and all that stuff. And, you know, for me, I like to ask up front, what gifts do you want? So therefore, I can just pick from the list, get you what you want, and make sure you're satisfied. She gonna tell me, no, you should know me well enough where you can just provide for my birthday. So being a gentleman and a scholar, because I'm looking at all the stuff you have issues with, tiredness, needing massage and all that, I book you a spa day. So we go to the spa day in the morning, drop you off and get your full Swedish massage, all that stuff. They focus on certain areas. You get your pedicure, manicure, whatever the one for the feet is, holistic joint for your feet and all that. And then I come back and try to get you. But I had an emergency situation with my father that I had to handle. So I Uber you home, and I'm like, I'm going to hit you back up. And we're going to the second part of your fucking gift. So I deal with my father's situation, come back, Uber you to my place again, so we can get to the second half of your fucking birthday gift, which happens to be at Sojo Spa in Weehawken, where you now get a nice rooftop pool view, mineral spas, again, massages and pools and the water and all that stuff. So you have a full fucking day of just being pampered and relaxation, which is what you always are fucking complaining about. You didn't ask me to do that. That's what I did from all the shit you fucking complained about all the time. So when you come home, as you know about me, Shan, I have legendary baked mac and cheese. Christina, if you're still around for the potluck, you will find out this year. So I heard.
What do you mean by still around?
Listen, they fire Nate at our job every 5 minutes.
You know, wait, you work for Brymore?
Yeah, he started it.
Yeah, you work for Brymore?
Say the name on the damn thing, man.
Shit, sorry.
Yeah, you don't know. No, she doesn't work anywhere. She's unemployed. Anyway.
I don't understand.
So, that night she comes back after all the spa day. She got a fresh pan of baked mac and cheese that I made for her and got her favorite ribs from this Portuguese spot up the street. She can pick out, have a good dinner, all that. Goes to sleep well, gets woken up 2 a.m. Then get duffed out. You know what I mean? Has a great birthday. Gets it again in the morning when she wakes up. In that same Saturday night on her actual birthday, taking a blue on the Hudson for a nice upscale dinner, just in case she thought the baked mac and cheese with me trying to be cheap and not taking her to dinner. Mm. So I cover all areas, right? Do everything. Tuesday that week comes, we get no disagreement about something minuscule and stupid. Don't have to bring it up because it's not important. Mm. In the middle of the disagreement, she happens to come out of her mouth and go, you know what? I want to tell you about yourself real quick. And I was like, yeah, go ahead. Because I'm like, what could you possibly say about me? Like, what I'm saying has nothing to do with, you know, like anything else. And she goes, your birthday gift you gave me wasn't shit.
What?
She's like, and I don't give a fuck if I sound unappreciative. She's like, well, you think what you did with that dumb baked mac and cheese and that food was it? Like, just totally disregarded everything else. Mm-hmm. Only focused on the baked mac and cheese for some awkward reason, which let me know she was crazy. And I'm like, there was a whole nother day in there. Another situation that you didn't even mention that I spent all my money on.
Right.
So, Shan, the growth came from, instead of me ripping you a motherfucking asshole about all the negative shit I know about you, and tearing you on no one, because I'm really good at that. I said, and with that, I'm going to say goodnight. And I hung up my phone, and I never spoke to her again.
Still
to this day. Now, she had stuff in my house. She was like, can I please come get my stuff? And I wrote, okay. That was only speaking. Okay. I'll be there at 5:30 on Friday. I had my cousin bring it down to her. Then she said her daughter came to pick it up, because I'm like, this shows you do shit all the time. But at the end of the day, what every woman told me that I explained the story to, they were like, you won that whole battle, because nothing makes a woman more angry than a nigga who ain't got shit to say.
After
the fact that you've been silent this whole time is killing her. I was like, yeah, and I'll continue to be silent. Because my lesson is, you can't do that shit to everybody.
No.
Not everybody gonna stand with your bullshit. Like, some niggas will, I won't.
Yeah.
If once I get disrespected, I'm done. Yeah. And I'm at the point, I'm not gonna argue with you about the disrespect. I'm just gonna cut you off. Yeah. And that's it. I'm not doing what Christina does. She does some other shit. Me personally, I'm just like, yo, you disrespected me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to argue about, like, I'm not going to explain to you why you're not being a decent human being. Mm-hmm. If at the age of 40-something or late 30s, you don't understand how to be a decent human being, especially when somebody doing something for you, when I know your ex-boyfriend was fucking homeless and broke and almost got you kicked out of your last spot, and you're going to open your to me and have the audacity to talk about what I did for you on your birthday is crazy. And why would I even entertain getting back with you? Oh, because an apology came. An apology came on the very last day through text, because obviously I'm not picking up calls, nothing. I apologize for what I did in this situation. Anytime you're ready to talk, I'm here.
I don't.
No, I don't. And that's why I don't want to talk. You can go on about your life ruining somebody else's life. Mm. I'm perfectly fine. I've seen niggas like you. And the whole thing was, which everybody understood, is this wasn't the first instance. I don't do first instance, you fuck up, I get rid of you. Because nobody's perfect. This is the third time, and that let me know, oh, this is just who you are. Yeah. You think because you're upset, you can disrespect the fuck out of whoever you're dealing with, and I'm not the motherfucker you're going to do that to.
Mm.
I never will be, and I never was, and will never, ever, ever be that kind of person. But I also am not going to be the nigga that's going to argue with you no more neither, because I ain't got time for that.
Mm.
Like, if you don't know how to be a decent human being, you're not emotionally, like, this girl clearly has some trauma going on where she hates herself, hates her family or some whatever, I don't know, but I'm not here to sit through it because you haven't done the work. And I'm
good on all. I've heard the fence, the big mac and cheese is all right.
You ain't even tasted it.
No, I had it at the what was it, Thanksgiving.
Nobody from your culture can ever make Big Mac and cheese better than I do. I will tell you that right now. There's no person on this planet, I don't care what missiles they fucking got or anything, that can make better Big Mac and cheese than I do. Well, you know that right now.
Listen, that's because we're all about rice and kebabs.
Yeah, rice and kebabs, not Big Mac and cheese. Leave that to the blackies. That's what we do.
Alexander,
come here.
Can I talk? Alexander, tell them about your breakup.
So, for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So I met a girl that was Japanese and what else?
Japanese and Dominican.
Japanese and Dominican. And then, let's just say those 3 days were good, and then one of my friends just came up to me and said, if you don't stop with her, I might no longer be your friend. So after those... Because that happened on the second day.
What'd you say? What was she doing?
Alone.
No.
No.
Blanks or blanks?
Hoes are hoes.
Huh?
Hoes are hoes. So.
He said hoes be hoes, by the way.
So after that third day, I ended up without her.
And then we go on to the next one, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I would have a next one, like, tomorrow. I got one already. No, I got 20 last week, so...
It's the first 48, right?
Yes. 104 days of summer vacation.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
No, it's 104 days of hoes.
Mm-hmm. Hoes?
There should be a little barbell set right behind that. Whenever you have fun. So we all know exactly who you're turning him into.
Man. The one host that was really bad was a girl named Sophia that was mine in kindergarten. I didn't start that until kindergarten.
Good job.
Oh no, I didn't start it until when my mom's brother
get dressed.
Had a wedding, and I danced with.
You let him take over the camera. That's on you.
I did.
Oh, man.
I don't know. He did say hoes, though.
I'm always pro, like, I break up just because I think at a certain age, the conversation and the need to talk about it is unnecessary. If you know this is like this person or they can't help it.
Yes.
Because at a certain point, how many examples do you need?
Yeah.
And I am perfectly okay prior to being in a relationship, being by myself. So if you initiate us being anything more, it's just like that's extra. Not extra in a bad way, not extra in an excellent way, but I don't need it. So if it doesn't happen, I'm not like broken because it happened. It's kind of like the older you get, you kind of expect people to be disappointing.
Yeah. And so you have less patience for it.
Yeah. If either you're by my side or in the back. Right.
Yeah.
Going against the grain, that's a little, it's contradicting because you look at like old school type of love.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you know, you're kind of like, everybody wants that old school type of love, but it takes something to get there. So it's like, okay, well, you're just being extra, so I don't want to deal with it.
Well, that's
the other thing is that goes in with that is there's a certain level that you're willing to tolerate.
Yes.
We're not saying, oh, you messed up. That's why I said that very clearly. This wasn't the first time.
Yeah.
And it also depends on what they're doing. This person thought that because they got angry, they could just disrespect me.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what they say. And think I should just come back the next day when they calm down. They could be like, oh, I'm sorry. That's not something I'm willing to tolerate. But you moving too much in the bed at night, or, you know, you being, you know, tardy or late to things, stuff like that, that's nothing big. Like, those are things you could work with and you could talk to somebody about. But disrespect, I think for most men, we're not tolerating that at all in any situation. So that's what I'm saying.
I tolerate it every so often.
But what are you talking about? You don't tolerate shit. Like, you bring up women quicker than I do. I went 4 months. You literally go 4 minutes. Don't say you're lying on the damn camera.
I can tell you the movement. There's a specific movement that caused this shift in dating that I think it should be a topic of discussion at a later date. Feminism.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that.
So I think if you take the factors of feminism out of that, things will gradually go back to normal.
Hmm.
Feminism hasn't even been what's fucking up my shit.
But I mean, that's where that voice comes from.
Yeah. Oh yeah, well yeah, that masculinity, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's facts.
I don't know. I just like the more I try relationships, the more I'm just like, I don't care if it happens or if it doesn't.
And see, I think that's where a lot of us are getting to.
Yeah.
But because it's the options out here is so bad. And it's just like, I get it that you two aren't as far up the ranges, age ranges, Shannon and I. But once you get to where we're at, you probably going to start feeling like this, where you're like, you know what? If I'm just single, I'm just going to be single. Because you're going to get tired of the same process over and over again. Now, if Mazal is doing something else, more than likely, he's one of the reasons this process is so hard. So, like, there's a difference for him. But with us, like, you get tired of dealing with crazy people who just haven't done the work on themselves and keep finding you to fuck with. But you're like, yo, I told you exactly what this was, and I'm here, and I'm ready to go. And here your crazy ass come talking about, psych, I hid myself. I'm here to fuck around with you, and I'm here that crazy.
Well,
and you're like, no, I don't want that. I'm tired of this shit, man. It's fucking annoying. To be honest.
And again, for me, it's very dangerous because I reciprocate.
Exactly.
Based upon what you do, I have to give you the results of your action or non-action.
So you mirror behavior.
Yes, and I can't help it because
that's a male psychological trait, right?
Or is it Gemini trait?
Well, Geminis, they got a lot of traits. There's a couple of faces there.
Yes, and I'm just like, if you're chill and you're good, we're good. But if you're not chill, I can't be good because I can't put myself in a position of being a fool.
But isn't that across the board though?
It should be, but a lot of people have more allowances than what I do. A lot of people have, I'll give you more tries than what I have.
And now, is there a difference between boundaries and expectations, though?
Of course there's a difference.
Hell yeah.
But if you tell me up front, hey,
I don't do this.
Yeah, or if you tell me up front, I'm not trying to do this, or I'm not in a position to do this, I know what to not expect from you. But if we had a conversation about what I'm not with, and you're showing me that, you're doing less, then it's cool. I have other things to do. I can also do less. I don't care about why you're doing less. If you're doing less for your mental health, great. I love it. But I also have to do less because what I look like doing more.
Yeah. Now, but here's the thing. Someone may start like, for example, Jay, how many times have I sent you a screenshot of a chick who I've known for a few days who starts love bombing me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, That's what I experienced in my situation. Like,
but within days,
it seems like that's a new thing. Huh?
So, but going into speaking to these people, they're like, oh, you know, I want something serious or I don't want anything at all. And the next minute you get love bombed, you're meeting the family. And the other crazy thing is how quick these women allow you to meet their kids.
Yeah.
That's insane.
This last relationship was my first time allowing someone to meet my kids, and I think it was like 4 or 5 months in. But at the same time, the dynamics were kind of different because if they FaceTime me, I'm doing stuff with the girls. Early in the morning, let me prop my phone up because I'm busy. Say hi, say good morning, have a little conversation. That's
really cool. Yeah.
That's a different dynamic than you never talking to them, never meeting them in life. And then 3 days after you met this girl, you at her house and the kids talking about, what do you like to play? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like that. But yeah, how people, and then keep it rotating. Like if you stop talking to this man next week, this other new man is meeting your kids. That's crazy to me.
Well, like it's Jay. Remember Michelle had a newborn, right? Or like her kid was like a few months old. I dated her for what, a month and a half, and I think maybe, mind you, this chick was a doctor, and
sometimes they don't have no common sense.
But like about 3 weeks into dating her, she was late for a dinner, and decided to leave her five month old baby with me.
No.
Yeah. For the sole reason that I was a dad.
No.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, all right. And she was gone. She got back shit-faced. And I was staying over her place that night. And I was like, listen, go to bed. You're already shit-faced. She's like, oh, but I got to make the baby, like, you know, milk, whatever. Like, you're not going to be able to do it the way you are. So I'm like, I'll take care of it.
Yay.
And I did it. But then, like, I think a few days later, I broke up with her.
I just want to ask you that. Was that it for you?
No, but that was not it. That wasn't
the reason. That was not it.
that actually was not the reason. See, that's how you know it's not narcissistic driven.
Yeah.
No, this is how we know it's narcissistic driven. Because wow. You have to end it the way you want it to end. So that wasn't enough. You're like, no, I want to end it on a slam dunk, alley-oop. I don't want it to be off of.
Her, what do you mean? She gave me a hernia, bro. I had to get hernia surgery, and she left.
Oh, this is that story. Okay.
Yeah.
He still has an incredible amount of experience with this, so, you know, it's a different situation for him. He's running around dating left and right. Women are just, you lift weights, so I'll give it up. It's different from us people who have to wait
His bounce back is a little too good of a spring for me.
His what?
The bounce back is very.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't.
Okay. I'm going out with Costa Rica right now.
Best of luck to you too.
Huh?
Best of luck to you too.
Costa Rica. Listen, there's a reason why I got to keep that going for another 3 weeks.
There will be.
Shan, we will have more. More content for the podcast within the next episode that he comes on.
Trust me. Let them know what happens in 3 weeks.
This is what would happen if Tinder were live. Oh. Imagine live Tinder. Insane. Where you can only come on a swipe if you're on FaceTime and you have to actually talk to the people you're swiping on. They should actually do it. You know what? That sounds like a good app.
Dude, you're talking about fucking Uvu or something like 20 years ago.
I don't know what the fuck Uvu is, but I'm about to do a live app. Where you gotta swipe and meet somebody.
No, they have those events on. They have it like on Instagram. They actually bring people and they tell you swipe left, swipe right, and there's like real people. You get to look at them. They're looking at each other and you get to decide what you like. And right in front of them, you could decline them. You could, and you don't gotta, next person, not in the line.
I wouldn't trust Instagram to match me up with nobody. At all. I don't trust Instagram for anything.
At all.
Well, I ain't doing no Instagram.
Listen, I think the Facebook dating is where it's at.
Oh my God, no!
I don't know. I don't care what dating app it is. There's only a 3-word bio that you need on that to get it to be a hit.
Well, if you have his pictures that they're up there, but this is a fact.
What is it? The 3 words.
Six. Well, it's not 3 words. It's 3 lines. 6 foot, Persian. Dad.
You wouldn't imagine how many females store phone numbers in this man's DM. And that's why I'm like, yeah, ain't nobody out here serious. Like, y'all playing around. You just throwing like, cause you want to say, oh, I'm not
gonna hook up.
How many what?
It's too many that want to have sex. And you're sitting there talking about, we're not here for hookups. But if 6 foot Persian dad sends you that DM, oh, you looking for more than a hookup. You looking for a raw hookup. Like, it's just crazy, man. I'm telling you.
They just look for a ride, bro. They want a roller coaster ride.
You want a pepper ride?
They want a what?
They want the whole ride.
Exactly. They want the ride. Mm-hmm. The same way Christina started probing for the ride, but you know, it is what it is.
I probably got to keep there. I said this is not a live Tinder app.
He is very consistent.
Yeah. You do this in your own time, Faza. We're getting off.
People lift when I lift the legs. No. You know what? Because I know you guys don't have calves. See when I lifted my calves in my
legs. Oh, you want to see calves? I got calves.
Oh, no, mine's are bigger than
yours.
No, they're not.
Let's go ahead and end this. I don't give a damn for this bodybuilding contest going on right now.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Get y'all on the flip side.
Thank you so much for checking out another episode of The Real Relationship Report. Thank you to our guests, Christina and Fazelle. We appreciate you for coming through. I hope y'all learned a little bit about each situation tonight. Breakups do not have to be ugly, messy, or toxic. Just agree that this is not working for one of you or both of you and go separate ways. You cannot hold on to people who do not want to be where you are at. Okay? Check us out next month. 2 more episodes coming your way. Have a great October.